You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Whatever gets built or not built along the waterfront, it's still one of the best places to enjoy some fabulous San Francisco views. And what better way to do that than by riding in a sparkly red fiberglass carriage powered by a friendly bicyclist tour guide. You can pay for a ride to just about anywhere in San Francisco, hills permitting, of course. But the best place to find an open pedicab is along the Embarcadero. There, the sounds of passing bike bells have become just as common as the rumbling trolleys and squawking seagulls. KALW's Leah Rose caught a ride with Kobe Wilson, a pedicab driver for Cabrio Taxi, and she brings us this story.
Want to hop in? Go on, little buddy. All right, folks.
My name's Kobe Wilson. I'm a pedicab driver. I've been doing it since the end of last summer. So almost a year. Before I was a pedicabber, I worked at the Fairmont Hotel and I had benefits, I had dental, vision, health, insurance, and I was making really good money. So I definitely took a pay cut to be a pedicab driver in the beginning because I started working here in the winter when it's terrible as far as the amount of money you make. But the quality of life was so much better. That's what really sold it for me, is that I'm making less money, but I get to work whenever I want. I get to be outside rather than working, you know, nights in the basement of a fancy hotel serving rich people. I'm just so much happier now in every way. So we post up in different places, down at Fisherman's Wharf or at the ferry building or at Pier 33 where the Alcatraz boat lets off. And we just wait for people to come up, ask them if they want to ride, and people hop in. The other strategy is to just ride back and forth up and down the Embarcadero and just wait till someone hops in. Let's go make some money. Pedicab rides. I mean, pretty much everybody riding around here is a tourist, or walking around here is a tourist, so you just got to kind of convince them that you're not a con man, that this is a legit thing that you do, and that they'll get in. Like here, okay, we got a couple cabs coming by. We got what? Some middle-aged ladies, you know, they have some shopping bags and backpacks. Obviously tourists. They look like they want to ride. They're having a good time, so that guy made a good call to ask them.
Hey.
There's a lot of regulations around being a pedicabber in San Francisco. You have to get permits through three different, you know, offices in the city. Took me over 2 months to get everything. There's a hearing involved. You have a test. You have to go to the DMV. You have to go to the police station. You have to go City Hall. It costs over $400, a little bit over $400. But the nice thing about our company is that they don't make you pay for the rent on the bike until you've made back that $400. We rent the bike for the day, and then everything we make, we make. On a really slow winter day, it could be as low as $30. And then on a really busy day, it could be $100. We do have a schedule here that has all the prices for all the areas in the city. And those prices are approved by the city. We are generally charging less than what is approved by the city. Because usually it's like $8 for every extra person or something like that. I rarely will charge people more for more people. I'm happy to get them into the cab at whatever price. So I'm always happy to get a ride rather than just sit around and do nothing. So I went to the Golden Gate Bridge the other day for $60, which is a lot of money, but it's miles and hills. And it took me over an hour and I was exhausted afterwards. But we all had a good time, so it was worth it. It does take a little while to learn where everything is, and this is a part of the neighborhood or part of the city I'd never been to. You know, I live out in the sunset, and I think I went to Pier 39 once when I was like 6 years old. But who comes? Like, you're from San Francisco. Who comes to the Embarcadero? No one from here. So it's funny when you're first starting out, and people go, "Oh, so where's a good place to eat around here?" And I go, "Well, not around here." Pedicabs are really silly, you know, so people get in and they're always giggling and having a blast. And so if they're feeling feisty, they're gonna start grabbing your butt. It's right there. I mean, look, you know, I'm sitting on that seat right there. It's my butt's in your face the whole time. say, hey, that's $5 every pinch. And they go, ha, ha, ha. We have a little chart right here that says, here, let's see what it says. It says, thank you for choosing Cabrio Taxi. We have fully functional signals and brake lights. A seatbelt is available, and we encourage you to use it. Do not, these are the rules here. Do not stand on the pedicab or sit on the fiberglass carriage. So, no sitting on the edges here. We're not responsible for reckless behavior. People like to get wild in here sometimes, especially when they've been drinking. Oh, there's actually a funny story yesterday. One of our riders was coming back to the shop and picked up a group of four drunk girls who were trying to give people high fives as they were going by. And this cyclist coming the other way went for a high five and fell. Before he even got the high five, he just lost his balance and just fell right in front of him. And so that was a scary moment where he's like, oh my God, I'm going to cause an accident because of these crazy drunk girls. Well, it really is a lifestyle. It's more like more than just a job. It really is. Like, I wake up in the morning some days, and like today, it's a Friday. It's sunny out. I know there's going to be tons of people out, so I was excited to come to work today. I would not like to do this for the rest of my life, but until I find something better, this is it.